الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما صدق الله العظيم اسپیٹر علماء برادر ان اسلام I've recited an ayat from the 19th para. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that how man has to live in this world, the qualities he has to possess in his life. Allah ta'ala wa ibadur rahman. Rahman means that being who has full control of the whole universe, who is the master of everything in this world, who is the owner of everything in this world, who has full powers. He does not need anyone's assistance in any way. He himself is independent. And all the time, whatever in this world, he has full control of. Now it's obvious if Allah Ta'ala is the one who has full control of everything and is the master of everything, then his servant supposed to show the Almighty Allah Ta'ala that he in need of Allah all the time. Not in certain incidents, but in every instance. He shows Allah Ta'ala, I depend on you. Without your assistance, I will not be able to move one inch also. I have no power. I am powerless. I need your power. I need your help at all times. In other words, who will act like that? Will feel, show this quality in him that he needs Allah Ta'ala at all occasions, at all. That person who has humility in him. In other words, humility is the greatest quality that Allah Ta'ala wants man to have in him. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا Allah Ta'ala is showing us now that how we should conduct ourselves in this world when we walk. How we should behave. When you walk, walk with humility. There must be no pride shown in front of you. The only thing that is shining on you is humility. Showing Allah Ta'ala that how much you need Allah in every way of your life. And it's obvious this month that pride cannot come into you. Pride can only come into that person who has some quality in him. Some wonders. And pride only can, Allah can have no one else because Allah has all the wonders. If we begin to have pride, then on what ground are you having pride? Do you have something that which you have brought on your own? Do you have something that you can have proud about? That knowledge that you have in you, you cannot have pride with that because Allah gave you that knowledge. The strength that you have in you, that power that you're showing off with, Allah gave you this power. That beauty Allah Ta'ala gave you, that you show you, because you're so handsome, you're showing off with your handsomeness, Allah gave you that. That namaz, that piety that you have in you, is not you, Allah gave you the piety. Whatever profession that you are in, and you are so proud about it, what are you proud for? If that can remain with you all the time, then you can have proud, you can be proud. But when it does not remain with you all the time, then how can you be proud? But the fear must be there that whatever has been given to me, the one has given me can take it away tomorrow. As long as that fear comes into you, then you will always be humble. Humility will come into you. And that is what the hadith says, Kullu bani Adam, kullukum bani Adam. Everyone is a children of Adam. Kullum Adam turab, min turab. But Adam a.s. is made out of sand, trying to show us that all of us are made of sand. Sand always remains on the ground, does not fly everywhere. If the sand begins to fly everywhere and goes into your eyes and all, people will curse it. So it remains on the ground, so we must also remain on the ground. When we begin to take people to janaza, to take them, to bury them, very quickly we say, مِنْهَا خَلَقَنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. It has become a customary thing. Why don't you bring into your life that thing that مِنْهَا خَلَقَنَاكُمْ, that I am created from that me, that sand. And again, I'm going to go into the same place. So man has been told this much, that Rasulullah said he's made out of sand. So he must remain like sand, that he must, sand can only be appreciated when he's on the floor. So you must also think you're on the floor no matter what you are, who you are. So humility is something that Allah Ta'ala loves so much. And Rasulullah says, Man tawada lillah rafa Allah. Anyone who brings about humility for the sake of Allah. In other words, you do not bring humility for the sake of pride. I'm being humble so that that person must call me a very humble person. But I'm being humble because Allah wants to be humble for the sake of Allah. And it's obvious that if a person has pride in him, then everyone will look down at him. They don't want to even look at his face too. They want to be far from him. But a person who is humble, everyone look at him. They praise him. If Allah praised that person, why the person not be praised? Allah Ta'ala himself in a hadith, he says very clearly. Then a person says, Ya Allah, I read this namaz. I did not read, you made me read namaz. Allah Ta'ala says, no, you read the namaz yourself. Oh Allah, I did not need charity, you gave the charity. I did not go for hajj, you allowed me to go for hajj. I did not do this, you made me do this. Allah Ta'ala said, no, you have yourself have done this. You yourself have namaz. You have yourself have given charity. Why? Because you say, Allah, you refer it to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, no, you have done it, I did not do it. But the moment a person says, I gave namaz, I read namaz, I gave charity, I did this, I did this, Allah Ta'ala says, zalim, the oppressed one, who said you did it? I give you the strength to do it. I give you the power to do it. Who said you read namaz? You know, people say, I read namaz. I did this, I did that. What do you mean you did this, you did that? Allah Ta'ala says, no, you did not do it. I made you do it. I gave you the strength to do it. I gave you the power to do it. The moment the person brings about humility in him, Allah Ta'ala raises him. Go, Allah, I did not do this namaz. A person who has this quality in him that, oh Allah, I did not do namaz, you made me do. Will he look down at anyone? How can he look down at anyone when he feels himself that, Allah, I did not do, you made me do this thing. So if he has this quality in him, humility, which is the most important thing that every one of us must have, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he conquered Makkah Sharif, when he walked into Makkah on the camel, he was so humble. Usually a king, when he enters a place where he's victorious, he makes sure he makes cause harm to the people. He'll walk with his stretch, with his shoulders out, and he'll make sure they'll cause harm to everyone who caused harm to him. But Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he entered Makkah Sharif, he entered with humility, so humble, that in the kitab he says that the neck of the camel, he was bowing down near the neck of the camel. Oh Allah, you brought me here, so I thank you for that. So man has to understand that he can do nothing besides Allah Ta'ala. Allah does everything for us. Whatever you are and whatever you are today, and whatever you are doing good, do not look at that good, look at the one who allowed you to do the good things. So the first thing Allah Ta'ala said, وَيَمْشُونَ وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ الْأَرْضِ هُونَ. That when you walk in my banda, Allah Ta'ala, my, the Rahman's servant, look, Allah Ta'ala says, my servant, Rahman's servant, is that one who when he walks into the world, when he walks around, he walks with humility. Nabi Karim sallallahu ta'ala should be very humble. His neck should be bowed down a little bit. I'm not saying he must walk slowly like a weakling. They say, what is this now? No, Nabi Karim should walk. Not with his chest out, his heart with humility, but when he walks, you can say a person is walking. Now when you see today people, you know, they think humility means you must walk like a slow Sikh person. Hey, look what happened, this Buzruk is walking now. We don't want that kind of Buzruk. We don't want weak Buzruks, we want strong Buzruks. The heart must be humble, the heart must be weak. Nabi Karim was like that. So the first thing that Rasulullah says, become humility, become humble. Become kind to everyone, become good to everyone. The second thing, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِي يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. One is Allah Ta'ala showing how to walk, now how to talk also. How to talk. You find all kinds of people in this world. You find the good people, you get the bad people. Everyone can't praise you. If you want everyone to praise you, then you won't be a Nabi also. If Nabi Karim was not praised by everyone, you expect to be praised by everyone? If they did not leave Rabbi Karim, who are we then? If you want the whole world to praise you, then something wrong with you. Because they did not leave Rasulullah, who had the perfection, and did not leave him, and did not, all of them not praise him, then you want to be praised by everyone? If there's someone all praise you and no one bring about any defect in you, then something wrong with you. Once Mahasiji was telling us, there was a Buzruk, you know. One letter came with all kinds of languages talking bad about this Buzruk. So all his Muris got together and got very angry about it. And said, you know, Hazrat, we must take this fellow to task. So Hazrat said, just hold on. Bring the other letters. And the other letters came full of praises. He said, look, those praises are there, but I don't think I'm fit for that praises too. If you want to hit that person for that person talking bad about me, then those praises also must hit them too. You saw humility. When you got humility in you, then you don't wait for people's praise, because Allah must praise you. If Allah praise you, you got everything. The whole world does not praise nothing. Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah alayhi. Someone told him, Hazrat, log kehte aap kafir hai. People say, you are kafir. He said, the whole world can tell me kafir. If Allah tell me, I'm mu'min, I'm everything. And if the whole world say, I'm a mu'min, Allah say, I'm kafir, I'm nothing. So we must understand this very important point, that humility Allah loves so much, and you must be humble with everyone. You must be same with everyone, humility. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. You meet people of all kinds. That person praises you. Sometimes people argue with you too much too. How you must face them, how you must show kindness to them, polite to them. So what happened? If those people who praise you and good with you, then you'll be very good with them too. But to be bad, good with the person who's bad with you is a very good quality. Very good quality. Because if someone is good with you and you're good with him, it's a favor to a favor. But if someone is bad with you and you're good to him, that is Kamal. That is Kamal, is one of the wonders. So Allah Ta'ala says that the time when you face with this kind of situation where people become very argue with you and show disrespect to you, that instead of getting into an argument like what nowadays things are happening, we don't know how to save the situation, then we begin to fight with that person. The sticks are out, the knives are out, the guns are out, and their life goes after that. Because we don't know how to save the situation. So Allah Ta'ala shows us the answer. Qalu salama, make salam and go with it. Salam is a very great ibadat, which today we don't make salam also. Salam is very great. Qalu salama, those people who cause harm to you, jahil, you must make salam and walk away. Where you save yourself, then you save him from harm too. Today, salam, we only make, Nabi Karim says, when you make salam to whether you know the person, not know the person. But sad to say, sometimes you cannot even recognize the person, whether Muslim or non-Muslim. You want to make salam, but you're scared now whether you make salam or not. Because his output is not there to show he's a Muslim. What must we do? He feels very hurt about it that he's not making salam to me. But we say, what must I do? I cannot see any sign of Muslim in you. Whereas salam is very, very important. Hazrat Abu Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu should make salam to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What was his habit that he made salam first? Mahazrat gave us this incident. One day the Sahaba saw that Hazrat Ali had to give, make salam, and Abu Bakr Siddiq gave the jawab. But that was something not right. They said, no, there's something wrong between these two people. But they were not like us, you know, bickering after that. They went straight to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The habit of Abu Bakr was to make salam to Ali every time. This is the first time we see that Abu Bakr did not make salam. Ali had to make salam. Why? Is there something misunderstanding between these two people? Nabi comes and I will find out. See, what the thing is that today when we hear of some certain things, we just jump into conclusion and thereafter we come to it was false. And what a big sin it was, a slander. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu comes, oh Abu Bakr, this is what I'm hearing. That you always make salam first to Ali, and today Ali had to make salam first to you. What's the reason for that? Listen to this very carefully, my dear friend, because it's a very big lesson. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah says, my habit is to make salam first to Ali. But I choose so much of rahmat coming unto me, so much coming unto me. Today I want Ali must make salam that Allah's rahmat must come more unto him than me. Yet you'll come to realize to make salam is sunnat. And to answer, give jawab is wajib. But then why is it that the sunnat got so much of barakat, rahmat, than even the wajib? Because why? To make salam is difficult. Because everyone wants to say, that person makes salam to me, I will not make salam to that person. Now when you walk out too, when you see a poor man, I don't make salam to him. You want him to make salam to you. To make salam is more difficult than giving jawab. So just imagine, if you and I have this quality and to make salam to everyone, afshu salam, make salam to everyone, then Allah will give so much barakat coming onto you. One is humility coming into you. Humility coming into you. Because the moment you think, I don't make salam to that person, immediately you say to yourself, how can I do that? I must make salam to him. Who am I not to make salam to? The great Buzurgan ad-Din, they should make salam to everyone. So that was the reason why Abu Bakr Siddiq and Nabi was so happy with the answer. So it's a lesson for us too, that let us make salam to others with this intention, Allah's rahmat come on us. And if you have that intent, inshallah ta'ala, that person will give jawab, there's dua in both the sides. Allah will accept the dua also. Is what your intention is, how you work. However then, Allah ta'ala, وَإِذَا خَاطَمُ الْجَاهِلَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Now these are the things what you do, that you remain, you become a person of humility, and when you know how to talk, this is how you talk. You conduct yourself this way. Now Allah Ta'ala shows you how you remain when you are alone too. This is in public, your social life. This is how you behave. Now how you behave in alone? وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. When you go home now, you will so much of humility at home also. You make salam and you come home. You sleep also. يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. You have rest also. Not that the whole night of the ibadat, yabitun means you must rest also. Allah Ta'ala is giving you the answer. Many people, the whole night they make ibadat, after they become very sick also. Everything must be in moderation. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. That person got humility in him and day after, he knows how to conduct his life behavior outside. Then in the secret of the night, when he's alone, with no one else, at that time he's in ruku and sajda. He sleeps in ruku and sajda. And qiyam, speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one side is we've been very polite to people. Another side is being devoted to Allah ta'ala. Because remember one thing, that night ibadat, there is no question of sincerity and no sincerity. There's so much of sincerity at time when you're alone because there's no one there beside you, beside Allah ta'ala. Everyone is sleeping. When you read namaz in a masjid, the possibility, the smell of riya is there. The smell, I said, is not there, is there. But when you're alone, no one is watching you, you and Allah Ta'ala, what kind of ibadah that will be? Whatever people have achieved, the great saint achieved, whatever achieved, they achieved because of the night ibadah. They sit alone at night and speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, three people whom Allah Ta'ala, when sees, he smiles. Three people. One is that person, when he comes to the masjid, and when takbir takes place, he hastes to go to meet the namaz takbir ula. Allah smiles. My banda has not seen me, but look how he's running towards me. He leaves everything of his, whatever profession he may be in, he leaves everything. He's running, in other words, he hastes, but not run, haste towards coming to takbir ula, to get the takbir ula. My dear friends, takbir ula, we don't know the value of it. My Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahman said, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one day we came to Nabi Karim, very sad, Abu Bakr, why are you so sad? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have lost so many sheep, so many goats, so many slaves, so many this, so many that. Oh Abu Bakr, I thought something else. Ya Rasulullah, what do you mean? I thought you missed the takbir ula. What do you mean by that? Everything in this world, no matter how much of sheep you had, how much of slave you had, it can be full of this in this world, full of this in this whole world, full of that, will not be equivalent to one takbir ula. Ya Rasulullah, what do you mean? That is called takbir ula. That you join the imam from the beginning or you join till the ruku starts, before the ruku. So Allah Ta'ala smiles at a person that he has not seen me, but look how he's coming towards me. If he sees me, what he'll do? If he sees me, what he will do? So he runs his race towards. Today people wait outside. I don't wish to go into detail. Time does not allow me to say anything more than that. But I hope you understand that, let appreciate takbir ula. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, one day, he was gone to a jalsa in Deoband, and thereafter what happened? It was Asr Namaz and people were meeting him, and after Namaz he was so sad. They asked Hazrat, what happened? He said, for 22 years I know Mr. Takbir ula, today I missed takbir ula. Sri Saqati Rahmatullah Ali was a very great saint. He was a sheikh of Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali. 50 years he never missed one takbir ula. But when he missed that one takbir ula, he kept 2 years fast punishment. Why I missed the takbir ula? And we are missing takbir ula all the time. What appreciation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala smiled at the person who hastes three times. One is that person who hastes toward the masjid to get the takbir. Second is that person who leaves his possession, wealth and everything and go to Makkah Sharif. And Allah ta'ala sees him Arafat. And there's no clothing he's wearing his kafan there. He leaves everything, all his interests he leaves only for the interest of Allah and to go meet Allah ta'ala. And while he's doing that, Allah Ta'ala, look at his banda of mine, look at his condition. Allah Ta'ala looks at him and says that how, this is his condition, I must forgive him, sister, if he's coming in this way. And the third one which Allah Ta'ala smiles is the time when a banda wakes up for tahajjud namaz. When he wakes up for tahajjud namaz, because you must know that is one time which is solely for you and Allah. And he wakes up and he goes to his wife and throw water on her. And she wakes up, hey, what happened? It's raining here. He said, no, it's not raining. We wake up and he tore rakat namaz. Must not be, sometimes there will be different kind of temperaments you get today. But just to tell you, if you had that intention, Allah would accept it. So if you throw that water and get up with that thing, Allah says, look at my banda, let this hot bed of this, the soft bed, That dreamland she was in, and she left all those things to wake up to speak to Allah. Allah gets so happy. Allah Ta'ala gets so happy. So this Quran shape ayat that I have read, Allah Ta'ala showed us that how a person should lead a life of humility. When we talk to people, how we must learn to talk. We must know how to save the situation. That is how you're supposed to be, and in public, and when alone, how you spend your time. Sad to say, the spending your time alone is very sad. You find people who come into the masjid, but at night they visit internet. What kind of internet are they looking at? They creep into all the wrong things. Yet they come first to read namaz. They come in Fajr namaz too. But the whole night they're looking at all the internet, all the trash, the filth. So whatever good you are doing too, because they say, if a person reads Isha namaz, if he did not wake up for Fajr namaz, but he made dua to Allah Ta'ala and asked for forgiveness, and when he woke up for Fajr namaz, he got whole night ibadah sawab for that. But here you find a person, he's coming to read namaz, he's coming to read Fajr namaz, he's reading Isha namaz too, but at night when a wife is sleeping, he's busy with doing something else. Either he's busy with his cell phone, or he's busy with his internet, going to all the wrong places. So whatever he has done, he has put water on all those things. Make dua, we are going to a different, very difficult era. A dangerous era. Where it is sad to say, but my dear friends, look after our children. Look after our children. They are our future progeny. If you're not going to look after them, and giving them the cell phone and internet free hand, I can assure you that we're going to head for disaster. Allah Ta'ala humli hifadat farma. Or whatever I've said, Allah Ta'ala humli amal karni ki tawfiq nasib. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillah.